What's good, everybody? It's your boy Hans.
And this is Tristan.
Welcome to the Hans and Tristan podcast. Hope everyone's had a wonderful week. This is Christmas week, Tristan. This is your week. Like,
I'm so ready.
Your week. Yes, this is it. You are in your bag right now. Celebrations are about to happen. Your house is decorated. I know maybe two episodes ago you said that Christmas is the time you'll be cooking. So will you be cooking?
I went to the grocery store this morning to get half of my stuff. And then okay. I'm going to go to the other half because I like all my like my collard greens and stuff fresh. So I'm excited. I got my table laid out. I had my table laid out and since Thanksgiving. And then I had my little tablecloth. I had to iron it and steam my tablecloth so I wouldn't have any wrinkles and pull out all my nice white ceramic serving trays. So okay. I'm ready.
Okay. So the most important question that the people need to hear the answer to is, will Hans be getting a plate?
You know you always get a plate. You don't want to leave me out doing Haitian holidays and stuff like that. So, I mean, I don't feel away.
One time.
But you know you and your girl are always welcome to come over and eat with us.
One time.
I'm surprised your mama not cooking.
I don't know because my family will be in town this week. My other sister from Alabama, she should be in town. So I don't know. She honestly may, but I'll have to kind of keep you updated.
Well, you know, I always got a plate for you in time so y'all can come through.
Appreciate it.
Because I don't need all this food laying around because I'm trying to get slim and trim. Like I do every year.
It's okay. As long as the people know that Hans is getting a plate, then cool.
I got you.
So today on today's show, guys, there's a lot that's happened, but we wanted to talk about this one particular topic just because it has an edge of just foolishness and griminess also to it. And honestly, it be your own family. It really be your own family. So I just thought, you know what? We're therapists. We understand the value of the family system. But oftentimes, though, I feel like the family system is put on a pedestal and exaggerated. And right. Go ahead.
We go through that all the time where it's like, oh, well, that's your mama. You got to accept this. Oh, that's your grandma. No, I don't have to accept that dumb shit. Like, I don't have to deal with that just because you're family.
Right.
You know, I'm speaking from a personal space. So
I know that's what's funny about it. Like, you're talking about your experience.
I'm talking about my experiences and my family. I mean, I love them, but it's the reason why I moved to Atlanta.
Got it. So to give our people some clarity, so Vanessa Bryant, Kobe Bryant's wife, is in the midst of a lawsuit coming from no one else but Vanessa's mother.
When you said this, I needed clarification. I'm like, the woman who gave her birth?
Yes,
is suing her. Exactly. Okay, I'm sorry. We're all on the same page, listeners. Listen up.
Right. Exactly. So Vanessa's mother actually, this made news not long after Kobe's death, which is so messy. She is grieving the loss of her husband. You know what I'm saying? We're grieving the loss of a legend.
And her daughter.
Like, we're grieving the loss of a legend. She's grieving the loss of her husband and her daughter. Exactly. And you choose right now to do this. Mm-hmm. But we'll get deeper into it. But I just kind of want to give you guys a specific. So she's basically filing a lawsuit, trying to get money. In other words, extorting money out of Vanessa, basically saying for services that payment was not rendered. And Vanessa's replying with, what services? What did you do that required some form of payment? So they've kind of been going back and forth. It kind of actually died down for a little bit, but it's now resurfacing because Vanessa Bryant's mother is trying to get another lawsuit, and it's just going harder at Vanessa Bryant. And now Vanessa Bryant feels like she's in a position where she has to defend herself. Because before, she was kind of keeping it low and, you know, keeping it classy, not saying too much about it, kind of saying, I don't know where it's really coming from and not going to specifics at all. But now you can kind of see she's kind of fed up. She's kind of upset and hurt. And now she's kind of giving the public a little more clarity around the situation and the relationship and what's kind of really going on. So I don't really kind of want to discuss the particulars of this lawsuit. What I really want to discuss is how it be your own family. So at the end of the day, this is a perfect example of how family is not an exception when it comes to doing physical, psychological, or any type of harm. Absolutely. Family beings are human beings as well at the end of the day.
Right, but here's my thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Boom. This situation, I know we were speaking in regards to, I think she was babysitting some of the kids or something like that, or whatever the case may be. Like, that was one of the services she wanted to speak. But I'm like, one, do you have an LLC that indicates you're a professional babysitting service where I have to compensate you for? Did you send me an invoice?
Right.
Stating that this was your fee per hour when you watch my kids, your grandkids, your grandbabies. Okay. So you're telling me that I need to tell my children that all the time Gam spent with you was not time she really wanted to spend. Right. Was not time that she wanted to, right. It was not bonding time that she wanted. So when I invited her to your birthday parties and bat mitzvahs or whatever the hell they do over there, that she was not coming to be a part of the family and actually enjoy and make memories. She was coming to bill us later. Like, really, really, Nana, Grandma, me, Mom? Like, really? Like, so what do the children think about this? And again, what services are you providing that I have to compensate you for? Because these are grandma roles. And if you no longer want these roles, say the word, sis, you can be cut off. We can be done here because you're not benefiting. You think I can't hire a you? Honey, I can hire a stand-in grandma.
Right.
We live in LA. It's actresses all day that will be grandma and mom all day. But on top of that, like you said, your timing is horrific. I am grieving the loss of a husband, loss of a child. And here you come with your fuck shit, trying to get money out of me for what? For what?
Exactly. She's basically saying she worked years as an unpaid assistant. And Vanessa's like, assistant for what? What did you do? Like you said, where is the invoice? Where are the receipts? What is happening right
is
now?
Is Vanessa the only child?
From my understanding, but let me double check though.
But I mean, did she not know that being a mom means you are pretty much an unpaid manager / assistant? That's what being a mom is. I learned that the hard way. That's what it is when you are a mom. You're an unpaid chauffeur, chef, assistant, tutor, come on now. Like, these are unpaid. Like, what are you talking about, lady?
You know what she's trying to charge her?
What?
She's trying to charge her $96 per hour for working 12 hours a day for 18 years straight. Ma'am, you did not work no 12 hours
18
a day.
Years!
Yo.
12 hours a day for 18 years?
And what she don't get is, like, Vanessa's like, I'm a stay-at-home mom. How? Where? When? I stay at home. I'm with the kids. So where did these 12 hours a day come by, and how was that happening? So what?
But how old is their oldest child? Their oldest
child. She's about 18.
Yeah, but I said the oldest child is about 18. So you're telling me you want me to pay you from the time my oldest child was born? Mm-hmm. But the thing is, here's the kicker, Grandma. My oldest child was taking care of your ass. You were probably telling the oldest child, hey, can you go grab this out the refrigerator? Can you go get me a bottle of water? Hey, can you hand me the remote? Now, what if I charge you for that shit? That's child labor. How many times we make our kids do shit all the time? That's child labor, Grandma. I know you wasn't taking care of all three of them babies. Like, come on, stop it.
So... there's certain things too in her life that I don't think she understands are not adding up and are looking like you're really trying to extort money. Also, you failed to mention that you just got divorced, right? You got divorced and you were looking for a place to stay, and that Kobe and your daughter allowed you to stay on their property rent-free and threw money at you. And you said that, hey, can I stay there because I lost my house because of the divorce. And from the divorce to settlement, you're getting a check too, spousal support. So where are you really kind of hurting financially when you're getting money from the divorce for spousal support and from Kobe and their family just because Kobe's like, all right, I'll do it because it's your mom. So
see, she like, Vanessa a better woman than me because first of all, my mama ain't there moving in with me. I don't care how many houses I got.
Well, they're living. She's living on a property. It's not.
I don't care how many properties I got. I don't care how many houses, because I know my mama. Right? This ain't the first time her mama pulled this fuck shit.
This ain't the first time.
And she saw glimpses of what her mama could do way before she became an adult.
Mm.
So at the end of the day, she knew who her mama was, but she trying to be soft and sweet. And be like, you know what? This is my mama. Like you said, just because this is your title in my life doesn't mean this is your role in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm sitting here giving you all these mom benefits, and then you turn around and fucking sue me?
Right. So one thing I've said before, and I think it definitely applies here, when you're in a relationship where it starts to take more than it gives, it's time to reassess the value of that relationship in your life and whether it needs to go on how it's going. Now, understand this doesn't apply to kids or people who can't actually function on their own. Does that make sense? So people with disabilities, you know, kids, that's a relationship where the parent is going to give way more than the kid gives because they're kids.
But the thing is, it doesn't stop when your children become adults, right? You just pray that it's reciprocated in some manner, but you can never pay back a real mom. You can never pay back.
No, you know, there's no, that's work that's priceless, right? You can never pay that. But like you said, though, it's reciprocated and that relationship changes. So even with your raising of Genesis, right? How you raised Genesis when she was 5 is different how you're raising her now. You get what
exactly.
I'm saying?
That's
so there's a different level to it. You guys are more relationship based, right? You're doing things off the strength of your relationship, and you know, you guys are contributing to this household together. You're seeing it as a household together, and you guys are doing your part. That's different because she's older, she's more self-sufficient, she's more independent. You said it before, you got it easy right now. You know what I mean? You don't gotta change a diaper. You ain't got to wake her up. You know, you're living, you're in your golden parent years right now.
Yeah. I'm forgetting she here. Listen. I'm like, oh, damn. Like,
you still here.
Oh, like.
You get what I'm saying? So that's different. But these are two adults, functional, independent adults.
Exactly.
You get what I'm saying? And it's clear that one is taking advantage of the other. And I think what often gets lost under the umbrella of family and kinship is strict and safe boundaries. You have to be able to set strict and safe boundaries with your family. With your family. And when I mean family, that also means your spouse as well.
Absolutely. That's literally everyone down to the fucking dogs.
Exactly. That exactly. No one in your life is exempt from setting boundaries. So don't fall into this trap that's being sold by you that you just do everything and anything Mm-mm. for family Mm-mm. and they deserve to get just Mm-mm. all access to your life and run through everything. And no, honestly, that's just not what it is, because honestly, not everybody is built to handle that responsibility. Now, that's not to say that there are some people in your lives that you treat like family that are not blood or kin and that can handle certain access and responsibility with them. But even with that, that develops through what? The relationship, right? Them showing that they value your boundaries, them respecting boundaries that you set up and saying, hey, I'm able to do this, and they show that they're fit. But just off the strength of being family or kin, you can't allow people to just have access. Yeah, just to have access to your life. Like,
just because you're on my birth certificate as mom and dad or father, don't mean a goddamn thing at the end of the day, because those are your titles. And you still have to live up to those titles by meeting certain expectations. And as you get older, again, it has to be a mutual respect. And then it makes it harder when your child steps into that parent role herself. Because it's like, oh, I have an idea or concept how it was for you, because now I'm a parent. So now I can gauge mm-hmm. whether you was actually a good mom or not. Because I'm in this role now. My resources might be different. The time frame might be different, but at the end of the day, I still understand what it all entails. So me still being willing to look out for you and willing to allow you to do this, and how you gonna sue me? You still in my motherfucking house. Where you get money to sue me at?
The audacity.
Hello, because you come home, all them locks to be changed. Your ass getting evicted. Like, oh, you that bold? See, you bold enough to be homeless? Because like you say, you just lost your house and your divorce. So clearly, whoever the fuck lawyer you got is a shitty lawyer anyway.
Listen, you better than me. You right. I'd be so petty. Oh, so you want to do this legally, right? Okay, so here's how much rent costs at this luxury, exclusive property that you're staying in. Yep. I need that rent paid right now. Here's the bill for the utilities. You are now a tenant. So please come up on this rent. Thank you. Rent is due on the 1st. Thank you. Thank you. It is late if received on the 5th. Thanks.
Listen.
If we're going to play like that. That's because at the end of the day, you're not going to try to come up off of me during this time. That is predatory behavior, by the way. Absolutely. I'm just going to call it that. That is predatory behavior because you see your daughter in a state of vulnerability. She's lost her child and the love of her life. And you choose now to come in. That is just so sick and vile to me. At a time when you should be comforting her, swooping in like a mother does.
Yep.
And being by her side and watching those kids if she needs to take some time to herself. So I had a couple years ago, I lost my mentor. He passed away, had a sudden heart attack, left his wife and 3 kids. My heart just broke for her. You get what I'm saying? Like young, dude was 39, young. She, the mother, was just basically doing what she can, but also she needed time to go and get help herself. You get what I'm saying? But she also had the benefit of a mother and sisters who could kind of swoop in, you get what I mean? And stand there and be a bridge for her kids while she also had to go deal with this as well. Like that's the role I think Vanessa's mom should be playing. But what she's playing is the role of a predator. So you see all this possible, you see this as possibility, as financial gain, rather than come in and swoop in. And what she's missing is, you could have access to all of that if you just played your part in the family.
But she wants to strong arm her. And to me, see, it's one thing when you're coming for me, but now you've legit included my children. And now I have to really demolish your ass. Like, that's it. Like, you're willing to risk having no access to me or your grandchildren.
Right.
And then you, like you said, you had you were set. You were straight for the rest of your life. All I asked was you just not be a fucking bitch. And you couldn't even do that?
Mm.
Okay, bitch. Get the fuck out. Like, I wouldn't even want you paying it. No, I don't even want you paying me shit. Don't give me shit. Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. Go to an extended stay or some shit. Get the fuck out. Don't contact me. Don't contact my kids. We're done.
Man, it's just crazy. It's wild. And it's clear to see that. And I'm just, you know, putting dots together. I don't have any facts. I haven't read any reports, but it just seems to me that it's clearly that Kobe was the one setting the boundaries. He was the one saying, nah, we're not going to give her all this access. This is what she gets. She could stay at this crib right here. You know, we'll slide her some money or whatever, but she's a grown woman. She got to make her own way. Now Kobe's out the picture. She sees this as an opportunity to come up on the legacy.
And that, like, to me, is atrocious. Like, what kind of fucking human being are you? Like, really? Like, what kind of, and I'm using mom air quotes. Like, you labeled yourself as a fuck. You labeled your title as an assistant. So you demoted yourself so fucking drastically from mom to fucking assistant, to grandma to fucking assistant. Okay, bitch. Now I'm assist your ass out the motherfucking door and out our motherfucking lives. And let's see how you do. Let's see how you do. Since you want to assist motherfuckers, go take your assistant resume and see who else could hire your ass as an assistant. Who else is going to pay you this amount of money as a fucking assistant?
$96 an hour.
$96. Okay, go on now and see who will hire you and pay you $96 an hour for 12-hour days. Heffa, you are living. You weren't working for 12 hours. You were probably sitting on my couch or laying on my Sealy Posturepedic or some shit, motherfucking chilling, playing with my kids in the backyard. Like, that's not motherfucking assistant shit. That's grandma duties.
All right, and it wasn't for no 12 hours a day. Man,
she out as fuck. Who doing shit for 12 hours a day?
Nobody doing that.
You think,
man,
them kids won't be bothered for 12 hours? Them kids don't give a fuck about you, grandma.
And those are high society kids. They have access to do things and go places.
First of all, they got nannies. They got nannies, butlers, chefs, maids. Fuck is you talking? What is you doing that someone needs to pay you? You ain't picking out no clothes. You ain't taking them shopping. You ain't driving them nowhere. You ain't cleaning up shit. You ain't cooking shit. What the fuck are you doing that I have to pay you for what? To be in my presence? Bitch, who are you?
All right. And then why did it take you so long? So you went unpaid for 18 years? Clearly you was getting money from somewhere. What made you wait so long?
And then why would your husband allow you to do 18 years and fucking 12 hours a day if you were married?
Right. I know if it was me, I go 2 weeks before I getting paid. I'm supposed to be paid up. Hey.
I'm out there protesting. Hell no. Hey. We won't go.
Listen. Hey. Hey, a check needs to be cut. What's up? Like, Jose, you already know. We used to work together. The money ain't right. I'm hitting people's lines. Hey.
Listen, I'm trying to tell you, like, it's utterly ridiculous. But at the end of the day, I feel like this is atrocious on so many levels. And she's just lucky she didn't get punched in the face. But now you really, even if Vanessa forgives you, that doesn't mean your grandchildren will.
True. And also, forgiveness doesn't mean acceptance as well.
Right.
So forgiveness and reconciliation are often conflated or confused. They're not the same thing. Forgiveness is me saying, you know what? I'm over what you did. I'm no longer going to let what you did control me or make me feel a certain way. That's forgiveness. That doesn't mean I'm going to allow you to interact with me the same way. It doesn't mean I'm going to allow you to be in my presence or interact with you. No, it means, you know what? I'm over this incident.
You're not controlling me anymore.
Yeah, that happened. Reconciliation now, that's different. That's saying, hey, let's me and you sit down, have a conversation, see where we're at, see if we can meet in the middle or make a compromise or work something out. That's reconciliation. Know the difference, guys. So I definitely wanted to put it out there. Now,
I wouldn't be reconciling shit, but my motherfucking fist for, my motherfucking chin. Like, lady, how dare you? Oh.
For me, I'm going to be honest. Given the state of my family, I would set up a strict boundary. Just because, understand, they've gone through a significant loss. These kids lost their sister and their father, just like that. Just like that. I don't want any more unnecessary stress or drama to further impact the health of my children, right? Because I know her, she has to be thinking about her kids too. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So not only am I, you know, trying to help them grieve and process this loss, but now I got grandma trying to come at us too and how that's looking. So I personally think it's time for her to set up a strict and rigid boundary with her mother.
She don't respect
it's
boundaries.
Time.
Because my thing is, the thing is, you can have all the boundaries in the world because clearly she did have boundaries where she put her in the house, she set her to the side, but that doesn't stop a nigga from having, like, niggas can go file lawsuits every day. And for me, you're too reckless. You're too reckless and you don't give a fuck about me or my children to even do something like that, because that's something you could have came and talked to me about. I would have shut you down automatically because you know I got enough money to have your ass tied up in lawsuits and in court for fucking ever until you die, bitch. But at the end of the day, it's like, you don't care about me. You don't care about my family. You're being fucking selfish. And to me, when a person chooses themselves over the relationship, you already made your choice. There's no need to do boundaries because you already told me where you stand when it comes to us. There is no us. You're always going to pick you over us.
But here's why I say boundary, right? Because I feel like oftentimes people get lured by the whole, she's my mother, she's the kid's grandmother and everything like that. They get lured into that. And I think about that, especially, well, you see it more common in the relationships where it's co-parenting, right? Or where it's like, you know, baby mama, baby daddy kind of situation. Somebody's
not
doing
me.
Wrong
I cut
or hurting.
Off.
Exactly, we know. you get what I'm saying? And they get lured into that, right? They get lured into that. Oh, well, that's the father of my child. What would that mean? You get what I'm saying? Like, so they get lured into that familiar bond as rationale to continue some type of relationship when that's not the case. So that's what I'm saying. Regardless of the familiar bond or connection, you can still set up a no contact, the no boundary. And now you actually have legal precedent to do so because she's coming at you. So you can be like, oh, this is where we're going. Then this is the arena we're going to deal with and set up that boundary. No, we can't talk right now. And now, unfortunately, but maybe fortunately, Vanessa will have to have a conversation with her kids about the state of her grandmother.
Listen.
No, I'm sorry you can't see Nana right now.
Nana got to go sit by herself in timeout. Nana done fucked up. Okay, because ain't no way in hell. Like I said, I done blocked my baby daddy about 2.5 years ago. Honey, you can't even come to my house, don't call me, don't text me, don't email me, don't Facebook me, don't nothing. Right? Because what you're not going to do is call me the devil and think you're going to still be in my life. Not happening. I will cut anybody off in 2.5 seconds and don't give a flying fuck. Because when it comes to me and my physical, mental, emotional, financial state of mind, if you jeopardize that, you got to fucking go. Because I need to be the best I can be to take care of my child. So when I feel like you're jeopardizing me, in tune and in turn, you're jeopardizing my child and I don't play by my child. So the fact that even Nana thought she was going to come with this lawsuit about me paying you to watch my kids, bitch, you'll never be around my motherfucking kids. Know that shit. And that's how motherfucking evil and nasty I can be. Because, honey, we could be civil or we could be
right.
You know, I do both very well.
I know you do. You're versatile.
I'm very diverse. Honey, we can sit at this motherfucking table in this conference room and motherfucking be civil, or we can go scrap like some bitches on the street. What you trying to do? And Nana, my back way better than yours. So what you trying to do?
I'm a lot more spry than you are.
Right. I'm a little bit younger. My knees bounce back a little bit better. I will tackle your ass. So what you trying to do, Nana?
Man.
But either way, I'm gonna win this motherfucker. Know that shit.
It be your own family.
It do be your own family. The motherfuckers drive you to the point where you be like, okay, I got something for your ass. Watch this shit. Like, Nana, what? Like, so like I that look. So you gonna have somebody come to my property and serve me on my property right. When you resting your motherfucking head on my shit?
Oh, that has to be.
Listen,
but it goes to show though, oftentimes we hold on to these familiar bonds to our detriment. And that's not to say that I disvalue family bonds or anything like that. Anybody who knows me knows Hans holds for his family to the highest priority, and Hans will go to war for his family. But I also do understand that family is not just a title, right? You have to earn it. Is an experience, is built off a relationship. So I do that and hold, my family to that, because I know every one of them who I deem that can be trusted to deal with that and can be trusted. Now there's a whole bunch of Luadors. If you look up Luadors, we deep everywhere. That don't mean all of them got the same access. You get what I'm saying? The only thing you get with the Luador name is I might listen to what you have to say.
Not me. I block it and block.
That's the only thing the Lord on them will get you for sure. If you need something, Hans gonna listen.
Listen, Adams, Marsh, motherfucker. I got all them motherfucking names, Golden, all them. I love everybody. Hey, I love everybody. But sometimes, fuck y'all. like people be tripping, right? Like I say, I'm cool with a small niche in my peoples and my family, but it says a lot when you have to break off and make your own family, because what you came from is no longer healthy to where you're trying to go.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's why I came to Atlanta. That's why I need my own space. Like, hell, it's people in my family can't even step foot on my front lawn. I ain't here.
Even though my car here, I ain't here.
I'm looking at you and I'm like, I ain't here. Fuck you up. Goodbye. No, go. Do not. You do not. No. Because everyone can't, like you said, everyone can't have access to me. And I'm very, very particular about who I fuck with. Again, blood or not, who I fuck with, who I don't fuck with. Hell, I went 3 years without seeing my father. We cool. He just get my fucking nerves sometimes. But we cool though. But I'm real particular about my peace.
No, that's facts. You got to protect it at all costs, man.
She better
and
do
I
it.
Just feel, I feel bad she's going through this, man. It's like, it'd be, like I said, you expect this from outsiders, you know, maybe business associates, you know, things like that. I could see that coming, right? Trying to take advantage of an untimely death. But your own mother. Or maybe like even a third cousin. You get what I'm saying? You hear stories all the time about rappers, athletes who make it famous, and the cousins creep out the woodwork. And, hey, what's up? I'm your third cousin. You know what I'm saying? We did. But this is your mother.
Honestly, with the mama I ain't too surprised or shocked. I love my mama too, but I'll text you on Mother's Day, your birthday, Christmas, New Year's, Thanksgiving.
Like, right, man. So for those out there, once again, it be your own family. Family is not exempt from setting the proper boundaries. Understand if it in any time puts your own physical or mental health at risk, it's time to reassess.
But I feel bad for her mom now, because I think now that she no longer has her husband, like now that Vanessa don't have her husband, her child, I think she has turned into, like, I think naturally she gonna tap into the inner mama and she gonna motherfucking demolish her mama at this point. Because, like, you know what? At this point, I've been saving you and Kobe has been setting us boundaries, but now I have to be that.
Honestly, I think it, I agree with you. I think now, given the ruthless nature that her mom has taken, trying to break her, and she's gotten and shown so much strength, right, throughout this whole just everything, losing her daughter and her husband. I agree with you. I think she's going to cut it completely. I think she's going to demolish her. But I do think, though, beforehand, I think she was the mom saving grace, because I think she alluded to it. She said, the only reason, like, Kobe did all this was because of me. So I honestly think that she just basically felt like, well, mom, air quotes like you did, felt like Kobe's gone, so I should be able to get more access to this money that you've been dripping me.
Your daughter, who your daughter was
pre-Kobe,
not who she is. She a whole different woman now, and you about to catch hellfire on that ass.
She's in protective mode too. She has to protect the family.
You got to. Like, you got to protect your family, you got to protect the legacy, you got to protect everything you have at this point, because you lost so much like that. So she about to get a whole different beast, and I cannot wait to read up it. But hey, I don't know what Vanessa mama name is. I'm looking for an assistant. I will not pay you $92 an hour. You might get minimum wage out here, and that's Atlanta minimum wage, not a LA minimum wage. And your better ass better know how to work Excel, which I know your old ass probably don't know how to do.
Oh boy. So yeah, she's out here, man. She's out here. But anywho, guys, we appreciate you so much for joining us. As always, the Hans and Tristan podcast can be heard wherever podcasts are streamed, downloaded, and heard. So hit us up, subscribe, share it, tell all your friends. Also, we're on YouTube. That's right. You can see our lovely faces and smiles on YouTube as Hans and Tristan podcast. And we're on IG as the Hans and Tristan podcast as well. So follow us on there. We appreciate all the love. Check out the homies' new podcast, March Madness. Marsh. That's right. Marsh. You see what she did there? Marsh.
Yes. Madness. I don't watch sports. I stole your slogan. Deal with it.
Right. Don't blow it too much. It might come after you. Relax. So check it out. She has an IG page, Marsh Madness. So check it out. Support her. You support us, we support each other, so definitely support that. Also, support my other podcast, The Breakdown with Hans and Christian, man. Wherever podcasts are heard and distributed.
Hans and Christian, real close to Hans and Tristan.
But it's not. We're not going to go there. We're not. So we appreciate you guys. Thank you so much, and we'll see you guys next week. Also, NBA starts. Yes! NBA starts this week.
I was just telling somebody about that. I was like, oh my God. So now I know it's going to be real short text messages between you and I. All right, now you'll be blowing me off.
No. I'll text you, like, you know, once a blue moon, you know.
You're like, all right, it's halftime. Hurry up.
hurry up.
What you want?
You know, I got you. All right, guys. Thank you so much. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.